Excuse me one second, I just realized I still have some of the paperwork that he has.
Certainly.
Mr. Kitrester?
Yes, ma'am.
This one we did.
No, that one, that's our attorney's case?
I can do that one.
We need one of the, what we, that was on the case.
Okay, so you hold it, okay.
Yeah, you're gonna look at that again.
Okay, and then, so I should be getting it in separate?
If you have it.
Let me know.
Yeah, I'll double check.
No, that's what I'm saying, let me know. Got it, and I'll keep this one.
Yeah, no, that was a mistake before that. We should have said that.
All right, thank you, I just wanted to return.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Okay, now let me look at this, and do we have a court order? We'll have everybody making appearances for the record while I'm looking at this.
Good morning, Your Honor, Brian O'Connell, personal representative of the estate of Simon Bernstein.
Good morning, Your Honor, Alan Rose, on behalf of Ted S. Bernstein, successor trustee.
Ellie Bernstein, pro se.
Thank you. Tell you what, me and Harriet have been working on. We've been working on getting a day to set a bunch of these in the near future. We were doing this the other day, just hung up and waiting to find out about my schedule. Don't we have another attorney who also has made an appearance?
Yes, but they're not here today.
Mr. Feynman has appeared in behalf
no,
of Mr. Stanford.
Josh Bernstein's counsel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll address some of that.
Do you know where he is?
Yeah, they're not going to be here today.
I wonder if I could address that as well for you. I don't see where they would have standing in connection with this particular motion.
Okay. All right. So, you may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. What we're attempting to do today, Your Honor, is get the court approval of a matter that actually is statutorily permissible, and that is making a distribution from the estate of Simon Bernstein of a second mortgage that encumbers property owned by an LLC that is owned by three trusts of Elliot Bernstein's children in which some of the family members reside. But the second mortgage is a probate, is an estate asset, and the property is now under foreclosure. And rather than spending time, money, and effort at the estate level, my thought was to pass the mortgage on to the trustee of the Simon Bernstein Revocable Trust, because that is ultimately the recipient of that particular property. That's where the estate pours over into the Revocable Trust, except for tangible personal property.
I'm not going to lie, you already lost me.
Okay.
So start over. And I don't pretend to know when I need.
No problem.
I don't mean to be an idiot. I'm just.
Understood. We're getting you cold. I get it.
Yeah.
Let's sort of go back to some of the basics. So I'm the personal representative of the Simon Bernstein estate.
Simon estate. Mm-hmm.
And one of the assets is a second mortgage on a property that's owned by an LLC.
Okay, so the state has an asset.
The mortgage.
Right,
mortgage.
Which is a mortgage, a second mortgage.
Correct, second mortgage.
On a property owned by an LLC.
That's right.
Okay.
And a promissory note.
And a promissory note, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so these are estate assets, second mortgage, and a promissory note.
That's right.
Okay, now that property is in foreclosure.
Yes.
Well, that's been pulled. The foreclosure is not in process.
That's new to me, unless Mr. Rose has an update on that.
It's completely irrelevant. It's still an asset of the state that Mr. O'Connell wants, that needs to be administered, and Mr. O'Connell wants to transfer the asset into the trust so that it can be administered and that the asset can be either collected or distributed.
I don't think it's completely irrelevant. I think that if a if the asset is in foreclosure, you have other mortgages ahead. So I do think that that's relevant. But so do you know if the, you don't know?
I don't know. We learned of this foreclosure and we hadn't been served with it at this point.
Okay.
So it certainly was in existence.
Okay, so you have the asset in the estate.
Correct.
Okay, and now what do you want to do?
Distribute it to the trust, because the trust, the Simon Bernstein Revocable Trust, is a residuary beneficiary of the estate. Except for, so tangible personal property gets distributed among the children.
The children.
But the balance of the assets under the will goes to the trust.
Then why do you need to ask me for permission to do it?
We don't. It's just due to the nature of this case.
I'm not going to enter orders that it's not necessary for me to enter. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like, I know sometimes what people have done is they come in and they want me to, what's the word I want? There's a word I want that I used in, they want me to give an advisory opinion, essentially, by entering an order and saying, go ahead and do this. You don't need me to do this. If in fact you're saying it pours over into the trust, then you don't need me, and I'm not about to enter advisory opinion. So you could say, well, the judge said it was okay, and that's why we did it. You're the PR.
Correct, and it's really styled as a petition for instructions, but I wanted you to know that there is a statute, and I've handed it to you, that deals with this, Your Honor.
And let me look at that.
Sure. It's all the way, that's a long statute, but it's 26, number 26 in that list.
26 on that list. No, I was looking for the statute. What letter? You have it nicely tabbed everything for me. Oh, thank you. Here. And for the record, it's 733.61T. 612.
Well, excuse me, what was it?
733.612. And this is transactions authorized for the personal representative exception.
What is she looking at?
Without court order, you can do it.
Correct.
So I'm not going to do a court order. You can do what you want to do. I mean, as a fiduciary. Yes.
Well, can Matt be heard on that?
Sure.
Okay. So part of the reason why we're here is up until now, there have been creditor claims that would prove, that would be that would be interrupting Mr. O'Connell's ability to distribute assets to the residuary beneficiary. So I think the reason that this mortgage hasn't been assigned previously was Mr. Feynman's client had a claim, and I think he was objecting. So I think part of the purpose of the hearing was to give notice to everyone and see who, if anyone, objected to this. Considering the unique nature of this case, the reason I say that it was not, it certainly is important and relevant whether there's an ongoing foreclosure, but this is an asset that we've been trying to have administered for 4 years. Starting back with Judge Colin through Judge Phillips, and there's been a limitation on the willingness or ability to foreclose on this mortgage and monetize the asset. So Mr. Connell is now willing to transfer the asset to the trust. The trustee would then be the one trying to monetize the asset. And
that's a separate motion.
Well, that's the motion that he's filed.
No,
which is
like he can do what's within his rights to do. That's what he's asked me, and I'm like, this is the statute says you don't need me involved. So like I said, I'm not giving an advisory opinion on something that's within the role statutorily of the fiduciary, personal representative.
But that'll be litigation to undo what he's done as opposed to an order approving it.
Well,
that becomes a final
order. That may be. But I'm not giving an advisor. What you're wanting is you're trying to cut that off at the get-go and say he has the right to do it. The litigation, if any, will be he somehow did something wrong outside his fiduciary power, if that's the case. Or am I incorrect, Mr. O'Connor?
Sure, they've got an objection of some sort.
Yes, so it's a different So I, and I've had this, that's how I interpret it, so if you have an order, did you bring an order?
A blank order, Your Honor, I'm happy to.
You can say presented to the court said that the PR has the, pursuant to Florida Statute 733.612, does not need court to make any opinion on this at this time.
Can I be heard, Your Honor?
In 1 second. Yes, Mr. Elliott.
Well, first, I notified these guys that this wasn't in proper form. I was going to object, and they just scheduled UMC when I told them, you know, if this went to a hearing, I have witnesses, et cetera, to the fraud they're trying to perpetrate and try to get you to sign upon. More importantly, I just wanted to note to the court that you did notice that my son had counsel, and my son's counsel put in an objection to their last UMC hearing, which you threw him out for after they charged me thousands and God knows how much the estates. My son got charged $1,500 for a guy to drive up here to tell you that for the last 2 years, everything they've done, these two, with my son's consent, was illegal.
It's inappropriate for you to argue when your son has an
attorney. I'm not arguing on his behalf. I'm arguing as a beneficiary of the state. 2 years, they have put in pleadings, represented that they represented my son, and that you now have a lawyer who has told you that his rights have been kidnapped. He was an adult when they put a minor guardianship on him, even though they knew that and were notified. Cease and desist.
You're arguing, Mr. Elliott.
No, I'm arguing as an estate beneficiary. This is a waste of our time and money as a beneficiary of this estate. I'm not arguing my son's case. Believe me, his attorneys are going to. But you need to recognize the court that there has been a massive fraud and a deprivation of due process rights of an adult who was put into a guardianship illegally in all kinds of settlements. And what this house is about is trying to intimidate that child and my family and extort us through a bogus second mortgage that Mr. O'Connell knows was supposed to be thrown in the garbage. It was a note by my dad to himself to protect my family from people trying to harm us, including people putting car bombs in our car. And this is what is going on here today. So I just wanted you to know it, and I appreciate your great ruling today and not putting yourself in the middle of that fraud by going forward with this. But please review what those lawyers put in as an objection, because I think it unwinds everything. These two should be removed after what they've done, knowingly.
Mr. Rose, did you have another comment as well?
No, I was just curious. I wanted to hear about the status of the foreclosure case, because when my last spoke to the lawyers that were filing it, they were proceeding forward with it.
Okay.
But I didn't hear that from Mr. Bernstein, but I'll find out from
there. Thank you.
Have a good day. Have a good holiday.
Can you do this? Because you know how I am about not shredding things, with everything shredded.
Thank you.